News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There's probably not a day that goes by where you don't hear or indeed say the phrase, "Oh, I just don't have enough time." But according to Dr. Dale Whelan, assistant professor of psychology at Trinity College in Dublin, our assumptions about time are all wrong, and what we need to do is actually take back control. And he joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Dale. Lay out your stall. What we all do go, "Oh, I don't have the time for this, and I don't have the time for that." Where are we getting that wrong?
Good morning, and thank you for having me on. So I became curious this idea about time for a good few years now, and you're right. It's kind of you ask someone to do something, and oftentimes the first response you don't have time for that, and it shuts down any sort of conversation around why that might be the case. A lot of the focus when you think about time, people are constantly told, "I just need to figure out how to manage my time better." There's a disproportionate level of responsibility put on people to figure out how to be better with their time. But I suppose what I'm interested in, and I studied systems quite a lot, is that actually systems are getting faster. The more that we, the faster that we become as a collective, the more demands are also appearing. So there's less intervals of space and recovery between tasks than there might have been in the past. And so people are experiencing this subjective feeling of time scarcity without necessarily thinking about what's causing that.
So are you saying our kind of lived environment is sapping our time? It isn't just that we're all a bit hapless.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of fundamentally against the idea of time management in today's world. It might have worked in the past when people needed to figure out how to scale and coordinate. But really, we are increasingly detached from the rhythms of our biology and psychology that have sustained us for centuries now. And a lot of that comes from a lot of the narratives that are now deeply inherited when we think about time. So we often think that if we're just more productive, that we'll gain more time back, but that doesn't tend to be the case. We think that time is neutral, but actually some of us have more agency or control over our time than others. We think that we are, you know, working 9 to 5 when really the third busiest time of the workday now is 10 p.m. Work is unboundaried.
Is that because we're all on our emails or something at 10 p.m.?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. I mean, the 9 to 5 workday is an artifact of the past. It doesn't really exist in a digital, globalized, hybrid work.
So are you saying this is the Mary Harney, Dublin is closer to Boston than Berlin, that we are becoming kind of little worker bees, we're becoming the company men, if just to gender it a little bit, but that work, our time is sort of owned by somebody else. Is that what you're saying?
Increasingly, yeah. And whether you're sitting down at a laptop or you're in a service line or you're providing a service, that's obviously the quantifiable aspects of work. But is a more insidious form of anticipatory work that's happening. So when you're thinking about work, even though you might not be physically present, and that has become more and more prevalent over the last few decades, particularly because we do a lot more cognitive work now. So we use our brains a lot more than our bodies. It was easier to clock in and clock out of a service line back in the 1920s. But when you have a project due for Atlanta at 9 p.m. Atlanta time, a US multinational company, you know, it's not really going to care that much what Dublin time is.
What about the argument, Dale, that this shift in our time is improving our competitiveness, improving our productivity, and therefore has raised our standard of living? I mean, Irish people have one of the greatest longevities in the world. We are a relatively, and I say that specifically, a relatively wealthy country, and you know, a lot of people would have comforts in their life because of their hard work that their grandparents could only have dreamed of. Is there not something in that?
Absolutely. And I'm not a Luddite. You know, we need to be a productive workforce, but I feel like we are coming towards the end of the line with the type of work that we've been doing that will yield greater productivity. So the majority, as you said, our economy is advanced. We are working in more sophisticated types of work now. We're using our brains a lot more, and our brains fatigue much quicker than our bodies do. So we need to get smart about understanding how to leverage human attention, human energy in a way that's conducive to you know, sustainable productivity longer term.
Okay. One of the things I thought was very interesting was that in, because it's a really interesting piece and I would advise anybody to go and have a read of Dale's piece today in The Independent. It's really interesting. You said we need an honest conversation about how we use our time. And you said for some it is the longer commutes and the shorter evenings. For others, it's back-to-back calls. For many, it's the quiet strain of being part of the sandwich generation. And I thought that was really interesting because you said, let's have an honest conversation about time. But I would suggest that the greatest sinkhole for time is not the commute, is not the sandwich generation, is not the back-to-back calls. It's doom scrolling on social media. And I looked at my phone this morning before I spoke to you to see how long I have been on my phone this morning. And bear in mind, it is 10 to 9 in the morning. I've been on my phone for an hour and 4 minutes. Is it not the case that you're making it sound like we're all persecuted by these very busy lives that are being imposed on us, but lots of us just waste our time looking at TikTok and looking at Instagram, and that is where our time is going?
Yeah, and I agree. So like from as a systems kind of analysis, we would look at the individual and the system and how they interact with one another. So absolutely, people, when given the opportunity to take control over their time and gain, you know, further agency over their time, they should take that. But there are very strong system forces that pull people towards, you know, taking away their time. So technology, as you know, is designed in such a way.
Oh, yeah, the algorithm is real. I do agree.
Yeah. So is it not better for us to be having better conversations around the digital addiction that has emerged in our society over the year and how that's taking thousands and thousands of hours away from our society that could be used in a much more effective, healthy, productive way, as opposed to just saying to people they need to get better at managing their use of social media?
Look, it's a really interesting, reflective piece on the fact that we all do feel we're short of time, but we are actually, unfortunately, Dale, out of time. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Dr. Dale Whelan there, Assistant Professor at Trinity College Dublin School of Psychology. Love to know what you think about all of that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.